For 3 months in the spring of 1968, I had the extraordinary privilege of working on German song literature and the role of Octavian in Der Rosenkavalier with Madame Lehmann in the privacy of her living room. It was not an easy encounter. I found that Lehmann the artist and Lehmann the private person were two very different people. I had a difficult time dodging personal questions from the private person, but was challenged and stimulated by the work with the great artist. As I had been studying acting for some years, I was easily able to relate to her way of entering into the poetry and emotional content of the material. I was relieved that she never imposed her own interpretation on mine. If I convinced her with my version, she left it alone. This was quite extraordinary in my experience, as I had attended master classes of other famous singers who were not so enlightened. This song, Von ewiger Liebe, was one about which we had an ongoing discussion. I felt that the narrator who describes the scene had a point of view, was not neutral, and that this was reinforced by the use of the word ja, which begins the fourth line of the poem. Madame Lehmann disagreed, insisting that this word had no particular meaning and that the narrator was merely a setter of the scene with no personal point of view. In the end, we agreed to disagree. But over the weeks that we worked, she brought up this point often, saying that she had been thinking about it and was still of the opinion that the ja was of no importance. I couldn't help but wonder why it bothered her so, if, indeed, it was so unimportant. I came away from my encounter with this great interpretive artist much enriched and strengthened in my own sense of myself as an artist. Up until that point, I had wondered whether I had the necessary strengths to try for a real career in music. But having survived this difficult but thrilling encounter, I felt emboldened to try.